Hey, welcome back. This is the Dwelling Richly Bible Study, and I'm Jennifer, and I'm really glad that you are here. And I just realized I need to get my glasses on so I can, so I can see what I'm doing here. I'm like, why is it so blurry? Glasses, that helps. Anyway, welcome. This is lesson three, day five. I should have double checked before we started. Pretty sure it's day five. Anyway, I'll figure that out later. We're glad that you're here. If I can do Bible studies, clearly if I can do it, you can do it, right? All right. High five through the video screen there. And we're going to have a good time. This is a great day. Kind of a short lesson today. So grab your Bible, grab a cup of coffee or whatever you're drinking and join me. I'm glad you're here. Let's go ahead and let's pray. I need the prayer, clearly. Let me go ahead and pray and then we'll get started. Heavenly Father, you are good. Your word is alive, and we need the strength of your word today in our life. So go before us now. We pray for the wisdom and understanding as we read into your word in this time. I pray for those listening right now. There's a lot on our mind and our heart, a lot that we're all going through. I just ask for blessing on all of us listening to my voice right now, that you would bless our heart with your peace and your calm and your strength during this time, the season that we're all going through. Let us turn to you when we need it. And when we tend to turn to ourselves or panic, I pray that you would rest easy in your grace and in your strength. Go before us again now in our time, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's go ahead. I'm gonna switch screens so that you can see the study. If you haven't already, you can go over to my blog page, which is jennifergrichmond.com. You can download this study. It's a PDF file, and you can also listen to all of the talks that I give. You can find all of the recordings of every single day of these lessons. If you're listening on YouTube, don't forget to like, and not like, you don't like on YouTube, don't forget to hit the subscribe button and leave a comment. Let me know that you're here. And then if you're listening over on Facebook, Facebook's where you like and follow, leave a comment there and say hi. And some of you are just listening. You don't get any video, but you're over on the podcast. Maybe you are listening through your phone. I love listening to podcasts. What other podcasts do you guys like to listen to besides this one, of course? There's a ton out there. Mama Bear Apologetics, by the way, if you haven't already started listening to them, go over to Mama Bear Apologetics and give them a listen today. Wow. They're just fabulously strengthening and encouraging stuff. All right. Either way, one of the ways that we get the word out in the way social media and all this stuff works is by liking, by subscribing, by leaving a comment, downloading something. When the when Google runs analytics and things like that to elevate and push these podcasts and videos up in your feed, it's because more engagements are taking place. So the more you engage, just by leaving even a thumbs up or a smiley face or a heart, something, it tends to push things up so we can see it a little bit better. And don't forget to also, when you're in this study, to engage by taking a picture, by showing us who you're with, what you're studying. And if you do that and post it on Instagram or Facebook, if you use the hashtag LMCCwomen and the hashtag Dwelling Richly Bible Study, that also helps us as well. We want to get the word out. We want more people to be joining us, and you doing that is just a super simple and free way to help get the word out about these types of Bible studies. Little commercial there, I guess. Anyway, let's get into the word. All right. So lesson three, day five. I was right. Day five. I don't know why I was second guessing myself right there at the beginning. Let's hop over to our scripture. We're going to memorize, meditate, write, and read the word as follows. Here we go. Got your post-it note? How are you doing on memorizing this? I'm a little iffy still. I still got to work on it. I need to put a few more post-it notes up. Here's our scripture that we are memorizing. See if you can say it aloud or with me. Acts 4, 11 through 12. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Acts 4, 11 through 12. May that word be proclaimed that people get it. Salvation is found in no other name but Jesus. All right. You are writing today. And let me see. Somehow I'm feeling like that's, you know what? I don't think I hit refresh on that. That's probably why. There we go. All right. Mumbling to myself here. I think yesterday I did not include verse 21. It kind of ended funny and I realized it later. I'm like, oh, it's because I didn't refresh it and include it. But I'm going to include it today. These are the words you're writing in the end of your lesson on the write the word page. If you haven't started doing that yet, do it now. Grab it, pencil, pen, or both, ambidextrous, and write them all out. So here we go. Jesus, it was the word that was left over from yesterday, whom heaven must receive until the time for restoring all the things which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago. Moses said, the Lord God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brothers. You shall listen to him and whatever he tells you. And it shall be that every soul who does not listen to that prophet shall be destroyed from the people. All the prophets who have spoken from Samuel and those who came after him also proclaimed these days. Oh. All right, we're actually going to get into some of that today. All right. Our reading for the day, let me confirm that I have got it correct, 17 through 26. Yes. All right, here we go. From the English Standard Version, here's our passage that we will be digging into in our study today. And now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your rulers, but what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the time for restoring all the things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago. Moses said, the Lord God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brothers. You shall listen to him and whatever he tells you, and it shall be that every soul who does not listen to that prophet shall be destroyed from the people. And all the prophets who have spoken from Samuel and those who came after him also proclaimed these days. You are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant that God made for your fathers, saying to Abraham, and in your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. God, having raised up his servant, sent him to you first to bless you by turning every one of you from your wickedness. All right, powerful words today as Peter continues to preach. Of course, this is the passage that we are also writing in the Write the Word pages. So, thinking back over yesterday's reading, what heavy reality check did Peter preach to these amazed and utterly astounded, air quotes there, right? Because that's what it says, these amazed and utterly astounded people. Well, they had murdered the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Ouch, right? The very one in whose name this man was healed, and the righteous one who was not dead, but resurrected by the power of God. So, got something on my lip. Peter makes it clear, doesn't hold any punches. They killed their own Messiah. Whew. All right. So, and now, continuing on, what does Peter assure them about their actions, and who else does he mention? Well, he assures them that they acted in what manner? What does it say? Go ahead and say it. Hopefully you're paying attention. He assures them that they acted in ignorance. And then who else does he say? The rulers. He says the rulers did as well. All right. So who is to whom, or who is preaching? Get my grammar right here. It always feels so awkward to say to whom was. So I mess that one up. It's just one of those on purpose rules that I like to break, I guess. So who is Peter preaching to? And this is in chapter 3, verse 17. So let me go ahead and look that up. It says right here, and now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance. Why is this important for us to know this? We need to know the audience because it makes a difference. It makes a difference. If he's preaching to Gentiles, there are certain expectations there. They didn't kill their Messiah. Their Messiah wasn't for them yet, all right? It was the Jews who had been prophesied that a Messiah would come through David's line, and he did. Jesus was a son, you know, generations away, but ultimately of David. So let's take a look at Luke 23, 24, and then 1 Corinthians and so on, some of these passages here. What do you learn about ignorance and forgiveness in these verses? I mean, we know in our society that it says ignorance is no excuse. What is it called? You know, ignorance is no excuse for breaking the law. Like, you have to know the law. The law still exists, whether or not you're aware of it, in other words. So let's take a look. That is not the verse. So Pilate decided that their demand should be granted. I don't think that's the verse. Did I type it in wrong? Did I put it in here wrong? 23, 24. I just know that's not the verse. I think it's 22, 24. Let me see if that's right. Let me fix it real quick. These are the times that I, no, that's not it either, for Pete's sake. Maybe it's 2322. I know I got it wrong because I remember when I typed it, I made that's not it either. Oh man, I messed it up. All right, we'll go back. Like I said, if I can do this Bible study, anyone can. I made a typo on this reference. I'm going to catch it and make sure you guys get all the corrections on there. But fortunately, I have two others here for us to use as an understanding of this. All right, so 1 Corinthians 2:8, Paul's writing here, and he says, none of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. And 1 Timothy 1:13, though formerly, this is Paul speaking again, though formerly I was a blasphemer, speaking of himself, persecutor and insolent opponent, but I have received mercy because I acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the passage from Luke, and I know I did a little letter number flipping dyslexia thing here, but let me take a look and see if I can find it again. It might be Luke, it's not Luke 24, that's too far in. No, that's not it. 23:24. Those of you who are listening, I think it is 24. Hold on. No, it's not. 34. It's 23:34. I knew I just flipped my, there we go. Now we go back to it. Those of you who are listening on the podcast, you're not seeing all these shenanigans yet again. But what does Jesus say? Luke 23:34, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And there they go with the casting of the lots. We talked about that the other day, the idea of casting lots. All right, I'm going to fix that. I'm going to make sure I write it up. Remember I did that the other day? And that's lesson 3, day 5. It's the Luke reference, 23:34. The joys of modern technology. All right, back to our lesson. So what do you learn about ignorance and forgiveness? That even though you act in ignorance doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be held against you, because Christ himself on the cross dying cries out to the Father and says, look, they're doing this in ignorance. Don't hold it against them. Forgive them. Forgive them. Are they still culpable? Are they just going to be still responsible to repent? Of course they are. We're going to get to that in a minute. What did God foretell and then fulfill by the mouth of all the prophets? Acts 3:17. Back up to here. Oh, there we go. Yeah. Acts 3:17-26. And now, brothers, I know you acted in ignorance, so as did all your rulers. What did God foretell and then fulfill by the mouth of all the prophets? But what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets is that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. What did he fulfill? That his Christ would suffer. Did I write the wrong verse on that too? My goodness, I must have been half asleep when I wrote this one. Two things to fix. I need to sit here with the actual lesson pages open for me in the future. Anyway, thank you for your patience. All right, so Jesus Christ, the Messiah that God spoke of through the prophets, would suffer, and yet Peter is preaching that even though they were ignorant and Jesus asked God to forgive them, they still needed to do what? Did I write it down correctly this time? Chapter 3, verse 19. Let's find out. Repent. Yes, yeah. I got it right. Got the reference right on that one. Repent. Turn back. All right. You still need to repent. You did it in ignorance. You still need to repent of it. What will follow after their repentance? Well, he says, so that your sins may be blotted out, that your sins may be blotted out, and that times of what would happen, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may what? He may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus. Right. So in order for you, all this to happen, you need to be able to receive this Christ, have this Christ, have this Messiah. You need to repent. He's making that point very clear to them. So name the prophets Peter refers to in today's passage. Well, he mentions Moses, going way back. Maybe you've even seen the movie, The Ten Commandments. Samuel, who was the prophet that anoints King David. And then Abraham, who predates everybody. So we have Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and then all the patriarchs after that. But he specifically mentions Abraham as the kind of the head patriarch who received all of these blessings to begin with. All right, so what was the message that was given through each of these prophets? Moses, Samuel, and Abraham. So Moses, he says, the Lord God will raise up a prophet from your brothers and you shall listen to him. So Moses predicted Jesus Christ being raised up. Samuel, every soul who does not listen would be destroyed, and that these days, ones that are happening right now that Peter is referring to, these days would be happening. And then Abraham, in your offspring, God gives the promise. Abraham said, is told that in your offspring, all the families of the earth will be blessed. All right. So what advantage to these men of Israel, the Jews, God's chosen people, do they have over all other people? It says this in Acts chapter 3, verse 26. Also keep in mind, Acts 1:8. What happens? Well, the Messiah is being sent to the Jews first. This is the Jerusalem stage. We have Acts 1:8, and we have this whole reminder that that you're going to be witnesses to the ends of the earth. Where does it start? Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and then the ends of the earth. Goes out from there. All right. Hey, thanks for hanging in there with me on with these typos today on this. I'll see if I can get it fixed and ready to go so the typos aren't there by the time you get your lesson. Who knows? Let's see what happens. All right. As always, thank you for being here. Don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, comment, all that good stuff, because it does help get the word out about this Bible study. And once again, super glad that you guys can be with me. Thank you for being here and being a part of this study. And as always, know that you are loved and prayed for. And until we meet again, know that I'm thinking about you as well. Bye-bye for now.